The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
This week we are talking about worst dates.
It wasn't even a date, dude.
I brought my friends, man. I bet you five other girls are like, I know that guy.
I know him.
I'm taking you to this parking lot so we can Mac hardcore. I would say I have a family emergency.
Yeah.
And that family emergency is me. I have to get out of here.
I'm the emergency.
Pee your pants in front of me right now.
This one's morbid, so it's getting Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, it's Sarah and Lo Beeston,
your Fairly Odd Sisters.
Woo!
Yeah! Please don't make me do it again.
Welcome back to the Fairly Odd Sisters.
Hello.
Oh, man. So good to be back filming again.
It really does feel like it's been forever.
And it hasn't been that long, right? I don't know.
Feels like it.
It feels like it's been forever.
Wait, no, because we went on a full family vacation and came back.
Oh, that's right.
It's been a long time.
That's right. Okay. Well, welcome back. We're excited to be here. We should go through a couple of personal updates that we have because some big things are happening in Sarah's life right now. We don't know if things are going to change or if things are going to stay. We don't know yet.
Let me rewind and I'll start from the beginning.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting at my house. It's like midnight.
I've been waiting all day to call you about this.
Yes.
You were at your high school reunion.
Yes.
And you couldn't chat about it.
That's what it was. She's like, I need you to call me right when you get home. I go back super late and I get a text of a house.
Yeah.
Which is so funny.
Yeah.
Because we were not thinking about that at all. But Lo found this house. It just happens to be 3 minutes away from
my house.
From her house. And it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And again, this was not on our radar. So I was just not thinking anything about it. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at it and I really liked the house.
Yeah.
So she said, you have to go see this.
Yeah.
Not selfishly at all.
Not selfishly.
No. So we literally set up an appointment the next day to go look at it.
Which we found out that there was already an offer in on the house. It had only been up for a day.
It had been up. So people were, it ended up being four offers in a day
or
something crazy like that to where they closed it off. And they said, okay, no more offers.
Yeah.
And we went and looked through it and I loved it. Fell in love with it. Literally 3 minutes from Tanner and Lauren.
Yeah,
so it was kind of hard.
The cutest house I've
to
seen.
Not get attached. Derek still has not seen this house yet, which is so crazy.
Just we have walked through.
So one day we were not doing anything in the housing market. The next we put an offer in on the house. And then all of a sudden we found out we didn't get it. Just shortening the story.
We were all crushed.
We were crushed because it felt right from every person in my family and every person we talked to, and for me personally, it felt like our house. It felt right all within a day. This sounds crazy when I'm saying it, but it's true. Like, my whole family was pretty bummed. My family lives 5 minutes away from the house.
Yeah.
So we were kind of sad. Derek wasn't as attached because he still hasn't seen it
yet. Yeah, he hasn't walked through it.
But I was sad about it, and I actually went to the house because I wanted to put more in on our offer, and then we didn't, and I was really bummed that we didn't, and I thought maybe there's a chance, like, we'd offer more. Didn't work out, so gave it a good old
shot. Gave it the college try.
Yeah, anyway, long story short, the house ended up, the contract with the other person fell through. Mm-hmm. And so we had a chance to put an off-market deal, mm-hmm. go do that. So it was just us. So we are under contract for this house.
Yay!
So crazy.
It's crazy.
How it all happened, mm-hmm. I would have never thought. But we, it has been such an up and down roller coaster.
Yeah, it has.
Complicated sellers.
Complicated is an understatement.
Yeah. And just a lot of issues, little road bumps we've ran into. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of in this situation that's really scary because we close in a week. We're supposed to close in a week. Mm-hmm. And we don't know if the house will actually close because we're still going through all the process, all the paperwork, documents, and they're still asking for more. And sometimes it can take weeks and we're supposed to close in a week. And if we don't close, then we lose our earnest money that we put down.
And so, it's also like the sellers can pull out at any time because that was the agreement.
Yes.
And that's scary because normally we've been under contract mm-hmm. for this house and it's like, if anyone pulls out, it's us that we get to choose that.
Uh-huh.
And usually when you're under contract, like the sellers
can't do that. And in this, they can. So,
So it's just, everyone's on edge.
It's a big old gamble. Mm-hmm. Like we don't know if we're going to get it done in time and then they can pull out. But like our money is in there, non-refundable.
Locked. So if they pull out, they're just sketchy.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
That's messed
up. It is kind of sketchy.
That's scary. So,
Just say a little prayer for us. Cross mm-hmm. your fingers because then the Fairly Odd Sisters could be 3 minutes away.
And that would be nice.
It sounds dumb when I say we're like 20 minutes apart, but drive is far. When you're wanting to hang out and see each other every day, it's far.
Well, we've been 2 minutes away from each other our whole time we were in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And it honestly makes a difference.
It like, really does.
We would see each other every day no matter what because uh-huh. it's like you can just pop over mm-hmm. even if it's like dropping off lunch, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But the 20 minutes away thing, it really throws a wrench because you're like, I don't actually want to drive 40 minutes today.
Yeah. Like I pretty much pack a duffel bag every time I come to your house.
I convinced her to have sleepovers. So anyway, if she does move into this house, I told them like, they can't get rid of me. Like
she's going to be there every day.
I'm
going to
be there every day. Hello. which that might be a downside for them, but like for me, it's an upside. So
again, this was not a selfish thing by Lauren. She didn't.
No, it wasn't.
No, it actually worked out both ways because we love the house mm-hmm. and happens to be in a great location right next to our family.
Perfect.
And so say a little prayer for us.
We hope
we will know in a week. So
it's crazy.
Either Sarah will be crying again on this podcast. We'll have more Sarah tears.
Or she'll be crying of joy. Yeah. She'll either be crying both ways.
Happy tears. I do cry happy tears too. That's
You'll cry both ways. It'll be either sad tears or joyous tears.
Yes. Yes.
Which is good.
That's our life update.
Which is crazy.
I mean, I already know everything going on in your life, but tell everybody.
Oh, what is it? Oh, we finished our basement.
Yes.
We finished our basement and it looks so good. And it made me realize that I wish I could have picked the finishes and the upstairs because we bought it right as it was being finished. And so obviously we didn't get to like pick anything, mm-hmm. but like, which I like the upstairs. I think that it's super
beautiful.
Nice, but it's not the finishes I would have necessarily chosen had I had the choice. But like finishing the basement made me realize like how fun that is to be able to know that you picked everything and that mm-hmm. it's like exactly what you wanted.
For
and
sure.
That was really stressful, but it was also really fun because now I'm like looking at it and I'm like, me and Tanner literally came up with this.
Yeah.
It's so wild. And
it's so pretty.
The basement,
I love it.
It's everything I could have ever dreamed of.
Baby blue cabinets, warm floors.
Yes, and cozy bathroom. Green, it's like a dark, moody bathroom. It's mm-hmm. green. It has like blue and green tile.
So
and
pretty.
I love it. I'm obsessed. So
yeah, and the carpet is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
The guest bedrooms, everything's furnished perfectly. It's amazing.
Yeah, we're really really happy with how it came out. So that's our kind of update.
You can just live downstairs.
Yeah, honestly, I love being down there.
I know,
like it's nice.
You spend so much time down there since it's been done.
It's just cozy.
I feel like a lot of people don't spend that much time in the basement, but it's like such a nice basement that everyone just wants to be down there.
Yeah, it's just so nice. Like. I don't know. I love it. Yeah. But another update is that we're hosting a couple of families this month. And so we're calling it Camp Beeston. We're having Our friends Castellanos and the Kents here all month, and we're so excited to like do summer fun stuff. So those are the updates that we have.
We're gonna be driving to Idaho in a 15 passenger van
with everyone
next week.
For our friend Connor, he's having his 30th birthday, and we're all
big old 30th.
We're all packing in the van, and we're headed to Idaho,
back to his roots.
So that'll probably be very. I just foresee a lot of core memories of our friend group happening there.
So many core memories with potatoes. I'm excited to see what it looks like where we're going. We're doing some river rafting.
We're doing a lake day. Yes. Boating. That'll be really, really fun.
That'll be great.
So those are the updates, peeps.
Yep.
Next up is a little pop culture moments. Did you happen to see anything going around? Do I need to inform you of anything?
Please inform me. So you know
first
me.
Things first. Margot Robbie is expecting her baby.
Okay, did you see that? I did
that
see that.
That is so exciting. Yes. I can't believe it. Like,
she'll be the hottest mom on the planet.
No, literally. Wait, who's the baby daddy?
She's married.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
What? Why did I not know that? To who?
I am updating you.
Somebody who's like an actor or like...
No, I think he's just
a Margot Robbie.
I was going to say a regular guy, but you know what I mean. He's just not a celebrity.
Tom Ackerley? Who's this? Who? Oh, he's a film producer.
Oh,
actor,
so he's not a regular guy.
Director. Okay, so yeah, that makes sense. I was thinking it's either an actor or a producer. That's usually who they are with. So cute though, so fun. And
how old is Margot Robbie? Oh, I'm yawning.
Good cue. I'll see. I think she's definitely in her 30s. 34.
Why did I think she was older?
I don't know.
I thought she was like 37.
She seems very mature.
Yeah.
But she's amazing. Love her.
Yes.
Okay. Next thing is, did you see Justin Bieber did a full concert for billionaires?
What?
Did you see that? He did like a million posts to his Instagram. Did you see that him posting like the concert that he just did?
I saw photos of him, but I didn't know who the people were.
So they hired him. They're billionaires that I think they paid him $10 million to do a private concert for like their friends and family.
It.
Yeah. And he did all these posts. Of like the concert. That would be, imagine somebody wanting to pay you $10 million to come and just perform your song.
Just sing
your
songs. Just
a quick 10 mil. I'll make 10 mil just like singing my songs.
That is insane.
That's fun.
That's so fun.
That's so crazy.
Oh man, that level. He's not even going to tour because he's just going to be doing this for billionaires.
I'm like, why would he go back on tour when he can just pop in for a quick 10 mil one night only?
One night only.
Oh my.
JB.
He's just, and he looked so happy in the photos. And I'm just like, why wouldn't he be?
Yeah,
why wouldn't he be grinning ear to ear? He literally just made $10 million.
This makes so much more sense now because I was like, oh, he has these friends. Who are these
friends? I'm like, who are these people? Oh, they hired him. And did you see them? He posted like a million photos.
He's got to save up. They're having a kid soon.
This will be the inheritance, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. This is the people that hired him.
Yes.
And he's just so happy. Look at him.
That is the biggest, the happiest smile I've ever seen. He has creases. Like, so many creases.
I will be happy for this day. I'm not going to put on any attitude.
Oh my gosh. Like, those photos make so much more sense.
Yeah.
I saw them and now I'm seeing them again. Okay.
So funny.
That's really cool.
Those are all the updates that I got.
Good updates. Some juicers.
Some juicy juice. No, it's really fun. I wish Justin Bieber would go back on tour. I also think all the time about how lucky we are that we actually went to that concert. Because it's like, will he ever tour again? I don't know. The last two tours he's canceled.
Maybe not. A lot of celebrities are canceling their tours.
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez was going on tour?
Yeah, she was going on tour and she canceled it.
J-Lo?
Due to family, needs to put her family first. And so it seems like she's going through marital issues again, which she's been married a lot.
Too many times.
And you just hope that
Did you see that video of her that looked so rude?
Oh, on TikTok? I've heard that she's like not nice.
Yeah. And like, then I saw, because I was like, oh, people always say that. Like people say that about us constantly.
Yeah.
And so I always was like, oh, whatever. But then there was like a video of her being so rude to somebody. And I was like,
it makes me sad.
Yeah.
I grew up like loving her movies.
Yes.
And
maybe she was just having a bad moment. But when you hear that from enough people, you kind of start to wonder.
I know. Mm. I think she might be a little bit of a diva.
Diva.
But anyway, Another really big update is that Sarah and I signed with a podcast agency, which is amazing news because that just makes it so we can continue this show. Mm-hmm. And it's they're going to bring us sponsorships for our show so that we can, you know, keep the ball rolling with things.
Yeah.
And we wanted to inform you guys so that you're not like, oh, because we haven't done ads. Mm-hmm. For any of our podcasts yet, and we
for
don't want
any of the 24 episodes of,
since we started in January, we haven't done any ads through any companies, and we knew we wanted to do that in the long term because that's how we make a living. So
it's how we make a living, and the podcast does take a lot of time, a lot of work, and we love it. But while we love it, we have to make it worth it.
And so, thank you so much for supporting us. We are so excited to do these every week, and this is just going to help our show continue to grow and continue on.
I just want to say too that Lo and I are very we're particular about what sponsorships and ads that we're going to take, and we're not going to take anything that we wouldn't really recommend to you or recommend to a friend, because you are all our online friends.
Yes.
So I just want to say that before, when you start seeing these ads, we have approved them, we like the company, we use the stuff. So don't want you to ever feel like we're just trying to sell you on stuff we don't agree with or don't like. And then the best way that you guys can support the podcast, if you really do like the product and you like what we're saying about it, if you use our code when you do that, it means the world to us, because that's what will make this work out for us. So it means a lot. It means a lot, because that is the way that we're going to be able to keep the show going.
Yep. So our code that we're going to use is Fairly Odd. So keep your ears and eyes out for that one.
Yeah. So every time we're doing an ad or a sponsorship, it'll be the same. So if you ever like, oh, I like that discount for that. And hopefully we can bring you guys some good discounts on brands that you actually like. So use that code Fairly Odd for anything that we're telling you. Cause we actually do have some good,
sponsorships coming up that we're stoked about. Yeah. So
just trust us on this. We're not trying to sell you out. Okay. Yeah. Or sell us out, I guess.
Yeah. What is it? So, thank you so much for your support, and it means the world. And thank you for being here. We love you
guys. Good times.
Anyway, okay, let's go into this episode. This week we are talking about worst dates, and you guys sent in a bunch of submissions. So we're going to go through the best ones that we got and, you know, react to these worst date situations. I love these because you guys just have the best submissions, and it just makes this really fun for us.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Because we get to read them just first time, just, you know.
Ready to rock on the pod.
Yeah.
But we also want to thank you for always being so, you know, kind to submit your stories and your
feedback is your things. Awesome.
It's so awesome. We love it, and we love you guys. Okay, let's jump into these submissions. Do you want to go first?
Yep. Okay. Says, went on a first date with this guy, and he said that he was going to plan everything. He picked me up and took me to a Walmart parking lot to watch a movie in the backseat on his phone.
Stop.
Not even a normal, like, place to park. Just Walmart.
Just knows that he won't get in trouble at Walmart. I think Walmart's one of the only places you can, like, you can sleep in your car.
That's why there's RVs and stuff there.
Yeah.
So he had first of all, first date. And you're just going to take her to, what's your intentions, huh?
Let's take her to the movies, because that is just straight. That is just straight. Like, I'm taking you to this parking lot so we can Mac hardcore.
Yes. And I don't care about you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so
rough. On the phone, like, not even set up like a cute. Okay. It'd be cute if you, like, at least put a blanket, put like some snacks out.
String lights.
Get your computer. Don't use your tiny little inch screen TV.
Okay. So what I have planned. How awkward is that when he pulls into the Walmart parking lot?
Like, you mean
she's like, are we getting stuff for our date? No. Nope.
Probably does this with every girl just to make out with them. Ew.
The Walmart parking lot guy. He's gonna be known.
I bet you five other girls are like, I know that guy.
I know him. He know did that guy. To me.
Yeah, that's scary.
That's rough.
Okay, this one says, this guy had been begging me to go out with him. When I finally said yes, he brought four of his friends on our first date.
Not the begging to go out and then bringing friends.
Like, Do you just not know how to like chit chat?
I think that screams like he got too nervous and he didn't want to do one on one.
No, yeah, like this is totally cash, totally chill. So if she doesn't like me, it wasn't even a date. It
wasn't even a date, dude.
I brought my friends, man.
Why do they gotta do that?
That's so dumb because it's so awkward for the girl. She's like, well, how am I supposed to act? Am I supposed to just like
all four of these best friends and you're just like,
that's so annoying. You finally agree to it and then you're like, he like it makes you feel dumb.
This like is it's gonna, not a date. This episode's gonna be funny because I want to know like what happened after. Like, did you just not talk after
that? Yeah, I feel like that's just like a one-off. Yeah. Like these have to be. Unless, I don't know.
Because these are the worst dates, so they have to just
throw it all out there.
Maybe their worst date could turn into their love story. I don't know.
Turn it around.
Truly don't know.
Walmart guy.
Okay, this one says, I had a guy pick his nose and eat it at dinner. Let's just say I never saw him again. My gag reflex is actually hurting me right
immediately
now.
Walk out of the...
Picture a grown man. What would you do if I did that? We're sitting at dinner and I...
No, the eating it? Booger, okay, I understand. Like, sometimes you got a boogie there and you got to just kind of... I get fine. It. There's the dry ones that you just got to get out.
This is making me gag.
That's gross enough. Especially on a first date, like seeing somebody pick their nose or whatever. But to then eat it, like what, when did you, when
appetizer.
Did you, like I never as a kid even ate my boogers.
No, that's weird.
People, but like kids do kids funny, would. Kids do would. Stuff for the laugh, yeah. for their friends. Like mm-hmm. I saw some of my friends would be like, huh, it tastes like chicken. Like they would make a joke. You know what I mean?
We might have to but stop this.
Like, that stops when you're, you know, six.
Ew.
And then you don't eat your boogers. Like, you eat food.
At dinner.
Why are you eating your boogers?
I love
for
that.
For real.
I love that it's just such a quick submission, too. Like, just...
Never again.
He ate his booger at dinner.
No, you eat your boogers, you're done.
You're done.
Go... Canceled. Like, you have... You're at dinner. Are you that hungry?
A little extra snack.
Oh! Just a little extra salt.
Could you live off of boogers?
I'm going to throw up, actually.
Could you live off of boogers?
I actually will throw up. Like, it's coming up.
Can you live off... Just answer my question.
No, you can't live off of boogers.
What if you could...
I also hear that, like, if you drink your pee, you know, when you're, like, dehydrated, you can only drink your pee, like, once or twice, and then after that, it's, like, poisonous or something.
What? Is that real?
Wait, I need to look this up because I think that it's true.
Also, who is learning this and who did you talk to?
I don't know.
It's poisonous after the second time you drink it. Like, how do you find that out? Who's drinking their pee?
Can you drink
your
pee? Ugh. Oh my gosh. I don't think I could drink my pee.
No.
Let's see. I need to fact check myself.
I think someone might have just told you that.
Somebody pulling my leg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because who's testing it? That's all I want to know. How do you know?
Can you just give me a short answer? Like, stop with the long articles. I don't need it.
They go in a deep dive.
I don't like to see pictures of pee in bottles. Okay, anyway, yeah, that's the story. Fine. That's the story that I was told, and so believe it if you will.
So that is
believe
it
if you must. Anyway.
Maybe someone can try it.
I think because like anyway, I don't know if the word was poisonous or just like it wouldn't work anymore.
It wouldn't sustain you.
Because like by the time like it's no longer water, like no, you've just
pee pee pee.
Done it too many times.
Yeah, maybe
anyway.
That makes more sense to me than like poisonous, like gonna kill you.
Like that. It turns poisonous. I don't know. They just told me something freakish like that. Oh, okay. My. Next one says, we were at the movies. I said I had to go pee, but he told me I should wait to go. Then I just ended up peeing my pants. Like
I'm
in
concerned.
The seat watching the movie?
If you're gonna pee your pants, just go.
Why did he say
and why did he say wait? Was it a good part of the movie?
We were at the movies. I said I had to go pee, but he told me I should wait to go. And then I just ended up peeing my pants.
Girl, like, that's when you just you stand up you and you say I gotta go.
This is a freaking emergency. I gotta go.
I don't care how good this movie is.
That is so crazy to get to that level of
what did you do? Did he take you home? Did you tell him that you peed your pants? And who sat in that theater seat after?
Ew. You knew it was coming. You sit there until, imagine sitting in a seat until you actually pee your pants.
That's sad.
Like, you can feel it and you're just like,
you know what? This actually happened. This happened. This exact thing happened. I was in seventh grade keyboarding class.
This is seventh grade. You peed your pants in seventh grade?
I didn't do this.
Oh.
No. There was a sweet, sweet kid. He raised his hand, asked to go to the bathroom. And our teacher was so mean. He was like,
my gosh. No,
nobody's using the bathroom. It was like right after lunch. Like, everyone's eating and drinking. And then he asked again, raises his hand and goes, I really need to go to the bathroom. Can I go to the bathroom? And the teacher said, no. And he's like such a good,
sad.
He's such a good student too. So after keyboarding class, he got up and I saw a full puddle in his chair. And
that's
he was getting up and he pulled his shirt down.
That's really mean.
To cover it.
Yeah, it's hard because like teachers.
I mean, that's a teacher. That's like.
That's a teacher issue. But I do feel like a lot of students, you have to know your students because a lot of them will just be like, I have to go to the bathroom. And then they're actually just like,
he was such
texting the hallways
kid.
And stuff. And so I get like teachers are like, you can't go to the bathroom every 5 minutes. Yeah, but like if it's a situation where you're like,
and he's such a good student. Like everybody knows him. That's so nice. Such a good student. Like
that's so, so sad.
Yeah. Anyway. And that's seventh grade. That's traumatizing.
That's really traumatizing. Yeah.
He asked twice.
I'll always remember the kid that would pee their pants in elementary school.
Honestly, though, if that were my kid, I would say something to the school administration and be like, if he came home and told me, like if Jack came home and told me that.
They wouldn't let me go to the bathroom.
They wouldn't let him go and then I peed my pants. I would walk, I would march right in there and be like, let me talk to this teacher.
Pee your pants in front of me right now.
No. Pee.
Pee your pants and be humiliated.
Drop your pants.
Pee. Not drop your pants. Pee in your pants.
Oh my gosh.
No. Okay.
Well, that's bad.
That is bad. Okay.
It's funny that we're talking about worst date experiences because I feel like this video is sponsored by BetterHelp and it is a online therapy, which
everyone could use a little bit of.
Yes, and it could be very helpful in this situation as well as any other life situation. BetterHelp is so great because it's so easy to access. Mm-hmm. It's just an online platform. You get on, you take a little question quiz, and then it will set you up with a licensed therapist.
One of the hardest things about therapy is finding the right therapist. And I think this is why BetterHelp's so cool because you can hop on, chat with the therapist, get to know them. And then if you don't think that it's a good fit, you can switch for no cost. And it's so nice that it's online because you can do it from anywhere. I think that a lot of times, especially in the social media world, we compare ourselves to people thinking that they have the perfect life. They have no problems. Just not true. Stop comparing yourself. Start focusing with BetterHelp and visit betterhelp.com/fairlyodd to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/fairlyodd. And you can get 10% off your first month. And go check it out, guys.
Go check it out. Therapy is needed now more than ever. Helpful.
Yes.
With all these phones and social media.
I know I've benefited from it. So
same.
Grateful. All right, let's jump back in.
Okay, jumping in. Ended up ordering a kid's meal at Chick-fil-A because my date kept talking about how much he didn't want to spend too much money. Don't do that.
Oh no.
You're not married. Don't talk about it. Oh. It just makes them feel bad.
It's so awkward.
So you're like, I'll just get a yogurt cup, please.
I feel like at that point I would just be like, I'll just get my own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, no worries. I'll get my own.
Yeah. I order kids' meals anyway, but yeah. That's rough. If you wanted that
chicken deluxe. Yeah, it's awkward when like somebody would make it a point over and over again, like, oh my gosh, this is so expensive. Oh my gosh. And they're like, well, you asked me on this date. Like, how do you respond to that? Like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you did the nice thing by ordering the
kids meal. I know. Dang, awkward. Okay. We went to a BYU football game, and the whole time my date only communicated by growling like a cougar in my ear. It was so embarrassing.
Why is this such a BYU thing that I'm so...
Row, row, row.
He only communicated that way. I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it, but I have had some of like my worst date experiences from BYU.
Yeah.
It's a different.
Some bad experiences.
Different. It's funny because it's trending all over TikTok.
Yeah,
too.
It's like, crazy. It's BYU is like an anomaly on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's kind of
There's some
funny.
Really great people.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I do think it has gotten weirder though. Like both my parents went to BYU and they were like very normal people. And now it's just scary. Yeah. It is scary. When I was there, it was scary.
Yeah. Oh, I think, yep, there's always going to be goods and weirds.
But that is, that might be the weirdest one we'll read today.
That's really weird.
Won't talk to me, just growls.
How would you respond? Would you respond like a cougar?
Can you give me a cougar tail? Like,
meow. What is the growling? Is it just like the way he talked and he would say words, or was he just growling?
In her ear. How creepy is that?
It's really scary.
I would say I have to go.
I gotta go.
I would text anybody that I knew and say, call me and get me out of this.
Yeah, you're right. You'd have to leave.
Any escape route I had, I would say I can't do this. Yeah.
I would say I have a family emergency.
Yeah.
And that family emergency is me. I have to get out of here.
I'm the emergency.
I'm the emergency. Gotta go.
Oh my gosh. We forgot to talk about 4th of July.
Oh my gosh.
Should we talk about that in the next one?
No, we should talk about it now.
Okay. This has absolutely nothing to do with this episode.
But it happened in the BYU stadium.
But it happened in the BYU stadium. So it kind of reminded me this because I'm picturing this guy growling in her ear in the BYU stadium. So we got tickets. My family and I got tickets to go to the Stadium of Fire. Mm-hmm. And it's a big thing. People will come from out of state too. Oh, yeah. Like it's pretty well known. It's a huge
fireworks. It's not just for BYU or
they always have like a really good headliner. So this year the Jonas Brothers were playing like for the concert part of it. Uh-huh. And then they do a huge fireworks show after.
Yeah.
I had only been one other time previously, but I liked it. Anyway, so I was like, let's all go as a family. We got tickets. My dad ended up, we could not find a babysitter. My dad ended up saying, I don't want to go anyway. So I will take the kids and put them to sleep. And then you go with mom and my brother and Derek and brother-in-law. So we all went to the Stadium of Fire and we're sitting in our seats. The Jets fly over. They do like a whole show. So it's like a very patriotic thing.
We saw the Jets.
Yeah.
Because I was at my brother's house and we saw them going. And we're like, oh,
so people outside the stadium were watching too because they have all these F-35 fighter jets flying over. Mm-hmm. And they do, people on the field are dancing. They have a bunch of like kids that.
Exciting.
It's so fun. It's a whole program like before the Jonas Brothers even come.
Yeah.
So they're singing the national anthem as the national anthem's going and the fighter jets are flying over. We're sitting in our seats and they start lighting off fireworks in the stadium. And I kid you not, I see this swirling rocket. And I'm like that in a split second because it came so freaking fast at us. I tried to duck, grab onto Derek's shirt, and I'm like, that's going to hit us. And so I like go like this. I kid you not, it smacks a guy in the chest that's two rows in front of us.
That is crazy.
And the sound, the sparks, it like exploded. And I'm still traumatized from it. Derek and my brother-in-law, Charlie, like jump out of their seats and they're going, help, help, we need help. And it was just so.
Meanwhile, Derek was filming the Jets, didn't see it, anything.
Derek did not even see this happen until after, like, obviously you heard it hit him and it exploded. And little did we know that like six other ones went rogue and hit like into the crowd
through the stadium. They
like swirled off and you can see the videos. We should put like a little clip on this.
Yeah, because people were filming the fireworks and the jets and then you can see these rogue fireworks flying into the crowd. You can see them just shooting into the
crowd. So exploding. A few other people got injured and I'm not going to say it, but the way that this situation was handled was very poorly handled. And then they, the EMT... just walked over, everyone's screaming, like
help,
screaming,
help.
Hurry, hurry, he's not okay. Like he's not responding. Yeah. And then when they finally realized that it was like a huge deal, we see him giving them CPR, chest compressions.
Oh my gosh.
It was like horrific, so like from a movie scene. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna lie, I could not enjoy like the rest of it.
Yeah.
And we asked the event staff, I said, okay, they're not letting off anymore inside the stadium, right? Because they have them all lined up on the other side, but they'll do the ones outside, the big fireworks. Yeah. And she reassured me like three or four times, they're not doing any more in the stadium. And I was like, okay, then I will stay. My mom does not like do these things very often. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, I don't need to be here. Like,
yeah, I gotta go. Because
if they start lighting off more, you don't know.
Yeah.
So we said the only way that we're going to stay in in this stadium is if they're not lighting them off.
Yeah.
So the Jonas Brothers perform and we were like, it was fun for a second, but then you're still thinking about all like these people that are injured. Yeah. Like the whole row, it's just two rows are gone. Yeah. They're just gone. Obviously the guy got taken to the hospital. I was like, this is crazy. And then the second the big fireworks start going off, they start lighting them off in the stadium again.
They continued
to do it. I'm like, if I was running that, I would say cut the ones.
No, literally. In
the stadium. Or shut the whole thing down. Shut the whole
fireworks off. Like, you're done. Shut it down. Yes. No more fireworks.
The craziest part is we went outside. I feel like I'm speaking so passionately because I was like, this was insane. We walked out and they have a whole section blocked off for like the police officers are standing guard.
Yeah.
And there are like 30 plus people getting treated for like burns and shrapnel and they're like, don't come over here. And da, da, da. And I was like, this is the gnarliest thing. Like I can't believe it. A loud firework went off after that, I was like shaking. Oh. Like I was like, this is,
I'm scared of fireworks now.
No, I'm terrified. Like that guy will be injured the rest of his life. Like from what we saw, he was so, anyway,
it was gruesome.
It was gruesome. And then like the panic, I saw a statement after too, and they were saying that like, it was fine. It was calm. Nobody panicked. What? Like, and I'm like, you were not there.
You were getting clearly shot at with the firework.
You were not there because even in Derek's video the Jets, you hear it hit the guy and then you hear a woman scream.
Yeah.
That will haunt me the rest of my life. Probably the
I even saw other point of views. It was literally all over TikTok. Like everyone's videos were all on my For You page. Mm-hmm. And just, it was so eerie because you would see like the ones hit and then the people around are getting like hit and they're like, oh, are you okay? Are you okay? Yeah. And then all of a sudden there's just screaming. Just like,
help, help, help.
And like faces are just flush and everyone's in a panic. Yep. Like, what do we do?
I was full on body shakes.
Oh, because I chills.
No, it was scary.
So scary.
And so literally the fireworks started. So many people left before that though.
Yeah.
And then, but I mean, you pay a lot of money to go to this. And anyway, they started lighting them off again in the stadium. My mom and I just booked it outside. We all left. We were just like, this is not even worth it.
That was just scary.
Horrible.
Yeah. After something like that happens, it's like, how do you recover?
No one died. Do you know how many babies were in that stadium and toddlers that had little headphones on? I'm like, if any of those would have hit, like they're done.
If we would have gone, we would have taken our kids probably. And I would have been like,
oh, can you imagine? No, like Jack seeing that? I can't. I'm like, no.
No. Won't be going there.
No. I was like, okay, it's super fun. That's how our 4th of July ended anyway.
So scary.
It was crazy.
So scary. Not gonna lie.
And the other crazy part is half the stadium didn't know what was going on. So every person that walked by, they're like, what happened?
Yeah.
Because only like the specific people.
Maybe they were like Derek filming the Jets and didn't even see it happen. Yeah. So then they're like thinking it wasn't a big deal. Mm-hmm. And because it happens so fast.
So fast. We ended up getting just a few videos from other people that were around, like a little farther away.
Yeah.
But anyway, wild, side note, insane.
Wild.
So scary.
Be careful with those fireworks, guys.
Fireworks are so scary.
They are scary. Okay.
So off topic, I'm sorry.
No worries. Okay, let's see.
Spent a whole sushi date listening to a guy talk about his dysfunctional family. Would have been fine, but as soon as we got back in the car to leave, he asked me to get back and make out with him. On the drive home, he blasted screamo music and drove with his foot hanging out the window.
No. Immediate ick. That is so... Not the foot out the window.
So awful.
The whole thing. Whoa.
Driving. Like, this guy's a keeper. Like, what?
With the screamo music. Like, no.
How'd you do that so good?
I feel like it wasn't that good, actually. I was a little embarrassed.
Did you hear mine after? It was way worse.
Yeah, that made me feel a little bit better about it. I'm just kidding. Okay.
The fact that he asks you on the first date to get back in and make out with him after, you not catch a vibe that the date is not going well if you're just talking about your...
He talked about his dysfunctional family, got back in the car to
leave. You're like, yeah, this guy's a keeper.
Ew, he asked me to get in the back and make out with him. I wonder if she did just out of like... You know how like sometimes I would just... I don't think you ever did this because I've told you about this before and you're like, I never did that. Out of like me being so embarrassed to ask somebody to, like, I didn't want to do something like kissing or whatever, I would just kiss them for a little bit just so that I could like not awkwardly have to say like, I don't want to kiss you. And I wish so bad I would have had the BALLS. Can I say balls?
Yes.
I wish I would have had the balls to like say like, actually, no, like, I don't want to kiss you, because I went through like a few kisses that I did not want. Yeah.
I remember you telling me that and me going, why did you not just...
Exactly, like, why didn't I... Because it's so awkward, and I, like,
really avoid in those situations.
Awkward situations like the plague. Like, I just don't want anything to be awkward, even if it's at a cost of me having to kiss somebody I don't want to kiss.
Yeah.
Which is, like, that's so dumb.
You're just a good,
like,
nice... Yeah, no, I know.
Just be like, no, actually, I don't want... I'm not down. Yeah. And then they'll feel dumb and you'll feel like a little bit like, oh, this is awkward. But like, at least you said what you felt.
Yeah,
you know?
You didn't have to put lips to lips.
But
anyway. Oh my gosh.
Went on a date with a guy who had explosive diarrhea and was in the bathroom for 30 minutes. We're married now.
See, I love the story. This is the worst date.
Some will lead to marriage.
Yes.
And this is the one. Hey, way to stick it out with him and giving him the benefit of the doubt. All of us have been there.
Yeah.
We didn't want it. You can't control diarrhea. You can't know when that's going to hit.
It just hits you.
Hits you when it does. And, you know, I'm glad it worked out.
He was probably so grateful that you gave him another chance.
You gave him another shot. And
that's hard. That's hard if you don't know each other very well and you're just trying to
Because that can
make
give
it.
A person an ick and be like, that was weird.
I feel like that would give you an ick.
I think so, too.
I think so.
But hey, you gotta give everyone the benefit of the doubt sometimes.
When we were in Colorado, Lo ate something that messed with her stomach.
Oh my gosh.
We don't know what happened, but we went back to the room. She was feeling totally fine. She's like, let's order donuts.
Like, we ordered donuts and pizza. Like, I was so excited.
And it got there, like, as it was getting there, she's like, I don't feel good. And she went to the bathroom and she just started
barfing. No, the pizza opened up. And I hear Tanner, like, I smell the pizza. I was already on edge because I got like nauseous like 2 minutes before the pizza came in. Tanner's eating the pizza and I'm just hearing like
Tanner.
And it's like the smell of pizza enters my nostrils and I'm like, here I go. I'm going to barf right now.
So she goes into the bathroom, starts hurling. I go in there. Like, I'm holding so her much hair barf. Back. Ugh. So much barf. Tanner
keeps popping in.
I'm holding her hair, like kind of rubbing her back. Like, it's okay. Like,
and I'm so pissed. Like, I'm mid barf, like having the worst time of my life. First of all, I have a fear of barf. I hate barfing. I hate it so much. And like, Tanner walks in, he's like, oh, he's eating a piece of pizza. He's like, are you feeling so much better?
Still eating
that out.
The pizza.
As I'm like mid chuck. And I'm just like, no, I'm just like, I'm not, I can't even answer him because I'm like mid barfing up-chuck. Still. I still had like four more heaves. To go, and he's popping
right
in
the middle, and you're
he's
still
popping
going.
I'm like, oh, you feeling so much better after that? You probably do. And I'm like, how are you eating this pizza while I'm hurling?
At one point, we just said, Tanner, leave.
Literally, get Stop. Out of here.
Tanner's just out there eating.
She's eating. I'm like, how is anybody? I'm like, so, because if this were me, like if it was me on the other side, I would be outside of the hotel room, plugging my ears, blasting music, like. I hate barf. I hate it so
Lauren,
much.
She's like, I don't know how you did that for me.
It's like, how did you
but
hold up my hair during that?
If you ever barfed, I would be safely away, like 40 feet away from you with headphones, rooting from afar. And it's then just, she I was can't. So disgusted that I went out right after holding her hair. Obviously, I washed my hands. Yeah. And, yeah. You know, and then I went out and just
They're
started
all
eating
just
pizza. And she's like,
pizza.
Are you eating pizza right now?
Like, I just can't even fathom it because... Even while I was throwing up, I was like, I felt so bad for Sarah because she's just like, see, I'm like, oh, she has to see this. Like, I hope she's okay.
I literally don't care.
And she's not affected. And I'm like, how can I need some of that? Because I have zero of that. I get very, very affected in those situations. And
yeah,
I close my eyes so that I don't see what the barf looks like. Cause that haunts me later if I get nauseous.
Yeah.
So
barfing sucks.
It sucks, man. Anyway,
the funniest part is Tanner just nonchalantly leaned against the door.
Oh, you feeling
pizza.
So much better? I'm like,
you're like, get out
of here. No, I don't feel better yet.
Oh my gosh, so bad. Yeah. Oh man. Okay, says a friend of mine had a guy run over her cat when he pulled into her driveway to pick her up for a first date. Needless to say, there was not a second date. R.I.P. Cheeto.
Shut up. Wait, she still went on the date. Oh, this one's morbid, so it's getting Sarah. She's gonna be gone. This is the stuff that Sarah just can't even. This is her exact humor, I
it's
think.
Not, it's, It's just
it is.
Everyone's gonna think I'm psycho.
No, morbid has its own place in time.
Just the R.I.P. Gino in all caps. I love cats. I know. That is so sad. That's actually so sad.
So terrible.
I'm sorry. I just can't believe that you like actually went on the date and he killed your cats.
The whole date had to have been him just being, man, I'm so sorry. Like,
what is your conversation like after that? What do you even talk about?
Oh my gosh. The fact that they both like had the courage to go on the date still.
It's so sad. It really, I have a heart. That is so sad. Gosh. I never want an animal to be hurt or die, but the way that this happened. Oh my, okay.
Wait. I just can't believe they went on the date, because if that was your pet, like, wouldn't you be just like sobbing?
I cried when my birds died.
Yeah.
Not even like a, I mean, they're small animals.
Yeah.
Like a full cat.
Oh, that must have been the worst day ever
I'm so sorry. I actually truly have a heart, and I'm sorry that your cat died.
That is so crazy. That is so really crazy. Really,
though, R.I.P. Cheeto.
R.I.P. to Cheeto. Oh, wow. That is probably the worst one that we've had.
I know. I thought it couldn't get worse.
That is bad. Okay. My date was trying to start a fire, but ended up burning his entire hand. It was so bad that it had blisters.
Oh, this is yours. This is Lauren's humor. This is fully your humor, because you know he's fine.
Like, immediate ick. Like, you don't know how to start a fire without burning your hand. Ew, you got hurt? And then it says, his entire hand, it was so bad that he had blisters and his skin was falling off, but he wanted to seem so cool, so he ignored it.
His skin is falling off. He's like, it's fine.
No, it's completely fine.
I'm okay.
Sliding skin. No, it's cool. This happens all the time. I told him we should end the date so he can take care of it, but he wouldn't. The rest of the date was so awkward and he couldn't use his hand.
At least you know he really liked you.
Pride's too high to admit when something's hurting. He's like, it doesn't even hurt.
Doesn't even hurt. Skin melting off.
That's really bad.
So awkward. He couldn't use his hand. He's just doing everything left-handed.
Oh my gosh. That's really bad.
Man. I haven't read this one yet. Okay. I went on a first Tinder date and I arrived a little early. The guy kept telling me he was coming, but just running late. After half an hour, the waitress brought me a free dish because she felt so sorry for me. The guy eventually showed up 50 minutes late, wouldn't stop staring at my boobs, and told me I should pay for his meal since I got one free. Last Tinder date ever. I'm from Alberta, Canada, and love you guys. Thank you. Love you. Love you too.
Oh.
That is... shows up that late and then
pay for my meal food since you got a free dish. I was waiting for you, dog. The ickiest part
is staring at the boobs.
Ew.
Don't do that.
Ew. Oh, that is so gross.
Ew.
People are so unhinged.
I know. Like, can you imagine showing up
so late and then wanting them to pay for you?
Can you pay for me?
You got a free meal. Like, that was because of me.
At least, like, they show that. I guess the only good part about this is that they show the true colors on the first date.
Yeah.
So you're not, like, blindsided.
Yeah.
Locked in.
Just see, yeah. This just, like, doesn't come out after you're married. That way.
I know.
Ever.
It's so mean. It's
weird. Okay, this one says, got set up on a blind date, got there, found my date, and really hit it off. Later realized it was the wrong guy. Wait, that's actually so funny. Where'd the other guy go?
What happened to him?
Got set up on a blind date. Well, did the guy, like, totally lie and say, yeah, totally, my friend set me up
for this blind date? It was me. Probably if he thought she was cute.
That's actually kind of cute. Kind of scary.
Kind of scary. Could have been scary, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy, actually. Where was the blind date guy? Whatever happened there?
Where did he go? These are so good, you guys.
These are really good.
These are exceeding my expectations, actually. Went to the movies with a guy. He was crying so loud at the movie that we got kicked out.
Oh my gosh.
Never in my life have I seen someone get kicked out of a movie, because let alone crying too loud.
I'm all for men showing their emotions. I'm all for it.
But you gotta hide that a little bit.
When you're blubbering to the point of like people are complaining because you're crying so loud, like, like that's how you imagine it to be. Because if it was normal crying, you'd be like, and like tears would stream. That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. But we like that. We like
you're outwardly blabbering. I wouldn't even like. That would be weird if a girl did that. It's not even just because he's a boy. Like,
it's just weird all around.
It's just weird all around.
Yeah. You'd wonder if there was something more
the
to
only
that.
Time. Okay. Do you know times in your life where you've cried, where you're kind of like
uncontrollable,
like,
yeah,
using your voice instead of just like silently kind of tears. My time was when I had a kidney stone and I thought my kidney, my appendix pain. Was bursting and I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
I was crying out of pain.
Yeah.
But like, I've never, like, I can't imagine, like,
doing
unless
that
something
at a
is
movie,
so
tragic. Just watching something.
Yes. Yeah. I can't imagine unless something's so tragic.
It must be, something must have triggered him.
Let's,
like a trauma.
Maybe it was like a trauma that he had and the movie just unlocked. Really brought it out and unlocked him.
Still, I would not know what to do on a date.
But that
like
would be
that.
Really awkward.
Yeah.
Because if it's a first date, like if you knew this person and you're like, I know what you've gone through.
Yeah. On a way, way, way lighter scale, I went on, this was my first date to a dance, homecoming. Mm-hmm. I've told you this before.
Oh, yeah.
But this is on a way smaller scale.
Yeah.
Everyone decided to watch The Woman in Black. It's PG-13. Keep that in mind. Not that scary.
Yeah.
Like on a scale of scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I'm not even kidding, whining. Can we please just watch Tangled? I just want to watch Tangled. We don't need to watch this movie. And then had the sweatiest hand ever. Oh. And I was like, I'm not. Thick. That was one of those situations where like, I didn't say no.
Yeah.
I just held his hand.
Yeah.
But he kept
so icky.
Like being like that.
Yeah.
I just want to watch Tangled. Kept saying that over and over. I'm like,
mm-mm.
Ick. Way smaller scale. But I was like, dude, this is a PG-13.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's got Harry Potter in it.
It's so weird.
Oh man.
Okay. This one says, guy kept telling me how much I reminded him of his ex-wife. Looks, persona, and interests. Not a match.
Just don't do that.
It's like, why? Just, like,
looks, persona. You're like, it's your ex-wife.
It looks like it didn't work out there. So
yeah.
Let's
looks
move
like
on
she
here.
She dumped you.
Yeah. So not a match.
Oh, gosh. All right. Went on a date with a guy who kept doing magic tricks at the dinner table. Immediate turn off.
Oh no. That could, you know what? If it's the right guy, it could be funny. Like the magic tricks thing. Like if he has like a funny, it has to be the right situation.
Not my thing.
It would be funny. Like if they were just like doing it, I don't know. I could see it being okay from the right personality.
You could dig it.
I could dig it.
You could dig
I
it.
I could dig a little magic trick if it's for a bit. Like if you're doing a little bit for me and that's like,
it's funny.
And it's funny, then like I dig that.
But what if he kept
if
doing
it's
it?
Just like
it says he kept doing
for
it.
For real, trying to like impress with the magic. Mm-hmm. That's where I'd be like,
yeah,
dude,
mm-hmm.
You got to stop with the magic tricks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think on the first date,
you're
I don't
not
think
David
I could
Blaine.
Do it. I think I could do it. Yeah. I think I could do it if it was a few dates down the road, maybe. And he was like, I got some magic tricks. But on the first date, I think I'd
if it was just to like strictly, like if I was asking for it, like show me a magic trick, you know, magic.
Yeah, that would be something
that's
different.
Fun.
I'll just keep
but, like,
whipping
the
it
constant,
out.
Like,
well, that's
tricks
like you going
funny.
On a first date. You want to hear my new song? And then just
I have
keep
a song
bringing.
For you. I feel like there's so many situations where like I had a friend go on a date with somebody, a first date, and they just like wouldn't stop like singing for them. And it's just like, dude, can you stop?
It's just not great on a first
can
date.
Can you just stop
that's
singing?
That's not what a first date is about.
That's too funny.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Went on an ice cream date and pooped my pants. Bad way to find out you're lactose intolerant.
That can be late onset, right?
I guess.
Because I'm assuming you ate
yeah.
ice cream once in your life before
yeah, before
that.
That
I think you can get it in your
oh,
later.
That's scary.
That'd
it's like
a
ticking time
thing.
Bomb. I can't. My biggest fear is being gluten intolerant or being like having to get off gluten for like medical reasons.
Yeah. That'd be rough.
I need bread.
You need bread.
Pooping the pants is extreme.
Extremely embarrassing.
I
that would be probably my most embarrassed ever.
Oh, It's like one thing you can pee your pants and kind of like get out of that one. That's like, you can make that silly, but pooping your pants is like,
take me home.
I like at this point, if I pooped my pants in front of Tanner, I'd be embarrassed. Oh, you know what I mean? Like that's like hard to shake.
For sure.
I'm really sorry for that one. That is rough.
This one says, I had a guy try to sell me life insurance on our first date.
Not the salesman.
Just can't separate the work from the personal. He's like, oh,
great. I'm just going to do Tinder dates and sell my health insurance or my life insurance.
At least wait till the second date.
So weird. Okay. Went to a guy's apartment in college. He didn't want to introduce me to his roommates and took me straight to his room. He turned on a movie and gestured for me to sit with him. I sat on the very edge of the dirtiest bedroom I've ever seen. Okay.
Already, this is ick. This is such an ick.
I just don't understand. You over, if don't you have know somebody decency, is coming over,
you don't have the decency to clean.
And you leave your room smelling rotten tomatoes and like dust bunnies everywhere, and your pants are on the floor and your underwear.
If
like,
any boys are listening to this podcast,
wash your sheets that, first of
if
all.
If you like the girl, this will immediately. You're not getting another date. You're done.
Like, that is so yucky. Let's keep going with this. It says, I sat on the very edge of a dirtiest bedroom I've ever seen. Food and condom wrappers everywhere. Worse than I could have imagined. I decided I was just going to head out before I left. He wanted to show me his underwear collection from his conquests. Are you joking me?
This
I
is
left
not
in
real.
Such a hurry. The next day he texted me asking me to come back because his friends were making fun of him for how quickly I left. Ew. Ew, ew, ew. I just can't guy, believe like, that there are actually, people like this no, in the world.
This guy actually might be creepy, ew. Scary. Like, this sounds like a very icky situation.
Ew. I just can't believe there's people like that.
His conquest.
Mm-mm. Like, you think that a girl's going to walk in and see condoms and underwear everywhere and think, yeah, I need to sleep with this guy because looks like he gets around. No.
Also, where are the used condoms coming from? Who is so gross. Sleeping with this man?
I'm sure that he just went to the store and bought underwear and then ripped open some condoms to make it look like they'd been used and whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm sure.
Because who? Yucky. Who would be?
That's yucky.
That one is bad. That one is really bad. All right. This is our last one for the day. Honestly, these were top notch,
these
you guys.
Were good.
Went on a date with this guy and his mom came with us. She was telling him to open my door. She carried the whole combo and gave her card to pay at the end. I just laughed the whole way home.
Wait, that's actually funny because she's like, "This my son does not know how to date. I'm the only reason, I just know I can't send him by himself. I have to train this man."
That is attached.
She's like doing the, what's the show? Crazy Stupid Love, yes. Where like Ryan Gosling has to show Steve Carell how to date by...
Yes.
Dating all these people. But that is so awkward.
And then she paid for it.
I cannot imagine sitting down with the mom and then you're just like, all right.
I wonder if she goes on all of his dates.
I hope she Mr. Miyagi'd him and then now he can date on his own.
Yep.
It sounds like the mom's cooler than it the does. Son, you know?
It does.
But that's also weird
like
that
any
you,
mom that would go on the date.
It's also weird that you went. You're a little overprotective. Maybe that's why he doesn't know how to...
He can't
have
be
a conversation.
On his own. You gotta let the bird fly out of the nest.
Gotta let him fly. Gotta let him learn the hard way.
Let him fall, let him fly.
And then he'll maybe have conversations easier. You know what I mean?
For sure.
That's funny.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for these submissions. That was so fun to read those. And I'm sorry that you had to go through those.
Sorry for all
dates.
That.
Sometimes I just can't believe that people like this exist in the world.
Some of those really gave me some icks.
Yeah.
Some big
eggs. So fun. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We love you and we'll see you again next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Running a medical practice is complex, but you don't have to go it alone. When you join the Medical Group Management Association, you get access to an entire team of healthcare business experts, plus thousands of other members in practice management who face the same challenges as you. MGMA helps you advance in your career and helps your practice operate more efficiently and stay compliant. Learn more and join today at MGMA.com. That's MGMA.com.